You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
As always, we start off with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day and what has been moving markets throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by founder and managing partner at Herenia Capital Advisors, Pietri Redlinges, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Marmalade, lovely to have you on the show. As always, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you caught the big announcement by President Trump, because he made sure everybody caught that around the deal with China. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I think that I watched an interesting video where the two of them interacted with each other before the negotiations started. And Xi Jinping, well, President Xi, was very cold towards him. You know, Trump says, oh, hello, handshake, and there's like stone cold from President Xi. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of cloak and dagger happening. China is playing a very different game. And yes, we'll make a deal. Everybody wants no tariffs. But I think that they're going to probably end up making a play for Taiwan eventually. I don't know. Tension is building, is that what I get. You know, Trump is sticking to his mandate, making America great again, fighting the tariff war, negotiating and all the rest. Fine, great. Not, you know, that's kind of the known at the moment. The way the market's reacting to this, you know, we're coming down slightly, not really going anywhere. Fair enough. We are trading at all-time highs in the S&P 500. But I feel that it's a very much a risk-off sentiment in the market. The rand's weakening. The Brent crude oil price, okay, it's kind of not really moving much. Gold price back up 1.5%. Equity markets not really going. Our market down a little bit. So all that risk-on sentiment we saw of money flowing into emerging markets, sort of, you know, feeling very bullish, it feels like that's a bit of trepidation. And the market isn't entirely convinced that, you know, a deal with China is the magic bullet that's now suddenly going to save us, right?
Pietri, how much of this takes into account yesterday's Fed decision by Fed Chair Jerome Powell to cut interest rates in the United States by 25 basis points? We know that a lot of interest rate decisions get baked into or priced into the market a lot sooner than when they happen. But we also have seen that the market has grown increasingly more sensitive towards these decisions, especially under the Trump administration.
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a tool that is losing its sharpness, if you will. I mean, the truth is, the expectation was for interest rate to be cut by 25 basis points, you know, and that's exactly what happened. So, you know, it was baked into the pie already, as you said. However, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, we've seen this many times in the past. The actual number is almost irrelevant. The deviation from the expectation is what is important. So, you know, if it was down by 50 basis points, for example, we'd see a very strong reaction. If it was up by 25 basis points, we'd see a very strong reaction, because there was deviation from what was the expected outcome. The expected outcome came in line, so it kind of passes as, okay, well, we saw this coming, you know, keep it moving. So I think that that's sort of really – the market is in a weird space. We've run really, really hard. We're approaching the end of the year. There's been a lot of good news that's happened. There's been a lot of bad news that's kind of been worked in. But on the whole – you know, the big risk factors were the tariffs. That's mostly sort of been digested by the market now. The market expected rate cuts. We got rate cuts. So what left is there as a catalyst to get the market moving? I think the market just feels kind of stuck in a space where, you know, we've seen very strong moves come from some asset classes. And it's like, okay, well, what's next? We need something to trigger the next sort of move in the market, right? For now, we're taking the cautious approach. You know, I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. There's a lot of noise, or last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. There's a lot of noise in the market, lots of different sort of things grabbing for your attention. And we're just trying to say, okay, well, what is our thesis? What is our investment case? We want to be long energy. We want to be long cannabis in the U.S. These are our reasons. And we're kind of sticking to that net thing. And we're holding 22% cash, because if the market comes down, we want money to buy with. So that's kind of our strategy at this stage. And there's a lot of confusion and stuff, but that's okay, because that breeds opportunity for us. Right now, it seems as though, you know, we're seeing potentially a last little bit of bearishness into a December run, particularly on the cryptocurrencies. That might not necessarily coincide with equity markets. Equity markets, you know, I'm not ready to short the market, but I'm not really sure that I'm a buyer, you know, just 0.5% from all-time highs either.
Pietri, what do we go into the December rally looking forward to? Because historically, there's the sell in May and go away. There's the quiet that we tend to sometimes see in August and September. This year, we've had none of that, which means then that we have run through those months. Do we have anything left to keep running into the month of December? Now, I know it's asking a lot of you to anticipate what the market's going to do.
I'll say this, right? We know that there's a seasonal move that happens every December, the sector rally, it's this thing that happens, you know, most of the time. But that means there's a probability that some of the times it doesn't happen. We also know that we've had a very interesting year in the sense that every single month, if you look at a monthly data, monthly chart, every month has been green.
Including Liberation Month.
I don't remember that I've ever seen that. Okay, so that's unusual. Then we have what looks like a, you know, like if you look at a candlestick, like candle chart analysis, it looks like a bit of a sort of a spinning top type candle. It's got a long wick at the top and a bit of downward pressure. And if tonight is down and tomorrow is down, then we could have like a monthly reversal candle in the making, right? I mean, you know, if you're a charting guy, that's a short trade. So I don't know. I think maybe this year, oof, taking a risk, but maybe this year is the year we don't see Santa come to town, right?
Before Pietri Redlingace ruins Christmas for everybody, we're going to leave this conversation on that note. Thank you as always, Marmalade, for the time and for the insights. Lovely having you on the show. Pietri Redlingace, founder and managing partner at Herenia Capital Advisors, sharing his thoughts on some market movements and perhaps what lies ahead for markets as we wrap up the year.